Hi everyone, Miss Jean here. Are you ready for another mini adventure in Discovery Mountain? It looks like Janet is heading into Trekkers to do a little shopping. She has her dog Ruby with her. Maybe it's treat time for Ruby? Well, let's join Janet as she finds more than what she was looking for today at Trekkers. She found a way to exercise her faith too. Let's join her for today's mini adventure called Ruby Runs.
Mr. Simon, I need help.
I'd be happy to help you, Janet. What are you looking for? A smoothie? School supplies?
Nothing for me, Mr. Simon. It's for Ruby.
Ruby? Oh, hi, girl. As you know, we've got several brands of organic dog food and a variety of dog treats. Or were you looking for a toy for Ruby?
A toy? Oh, no. I need a collar for her.
Ah, a collar. I have several. Come on, I'll show you.
Thanks. Or maybe I need a new leash. Or maybe one of those dog harnesses. Or maybe all three.
Ruby's collar looks pretty new to me. And so does her leash. Why do you think she needs new ones?
It's so frustrating. When my parents agreed that I could get a dog, I'd promised that I'd take good care of her.
Ruby is in good hands.
If only that were true.
What do you mean? You take really good care of Ruby. You buy her healthy dog food, don't you?
I do. I've been getting it right here at Trekkers. Only the best for you, right, Rubes?
And judging from the way she looks, it seems she's getting plenty of it.
Yeah, she might be getting a little chunky. You should try lifting her. She could probably stand to miss a few meals.
She may not be as slim as she used to be, but I don't think you need to put her on a diet. At least not on a very strict one. Just walk her regularly and she'll be fine.
That's just it. I do walk her. Walking her is the whole problem.
It is?
Yes. Ruby loves to go for walks.
She gets excited just hearing the word walk.
Yeah, she looks innocent, but she's a troublemaker once you put the leash on.
Oh, does she pull hard on her leash?
No, she doesn't do that.
I see. Well, what is the problem?
She doesn't pull on the leash until she hears a train.
Is Ruby afraid of trains? Does she try to run away?
No, just the opposite. She runs towards the train.
Runs toward it?
Yes. She jerks so hard on the leash, she pulls it right out of my hand. And then she chases the train.
Chases the train? Ruby?
Yep. She chases the train the same way most dogs chase cars.
So, tell me, what exactly does Ruby do when she sees a train? I've never heard of a dog who chases trains before.
Me either. It all started when they opened that new trail that runs along the railroad tracks down by the river.
Oh, yes. It's beautiful, isn't it?
It's a great spot to walk. Or at least it was. The first couple of times a train came by, Ruby barked and pulled on the leash a little. Then the other day, she pulled so hard she wriggled out of her collar.
Oh, no.
Yep. I tried to hold on to her, but it all happened so fast.
Then what happened?
The last car of the train had just passed. Ruby took off down the tracks after it. I yelled at her to come back, but she acted like she didn't even hear me. She just ran faster than ever.
What did you do then?
I ran along the trail after her, yelling at her the entire time. But she was faster than I was, and the train was even faster.
Oh, no. How far did she run?
Far enough that I lost sight of her. I was so worried. But after a few minutes, she came trotting back.
What a relief.
She was panting real hard and was obviously tired. But she was also obviously proud of herself.
Proud?
Yes. If she could talk, I'm sure she would have said, "Hey, Janet, did you see how I chased that train all by myself?"
I can just imagine Ruby doing that.
It's not funny, Mr. Simon.
Oh, I'm sorry, Janet. I'm sure you're really worried about Ruby.
I just wish I can make her understand that even though chasing trains seems like a good idea, it's really dangerous. I'm not trying to ruin her fun, just to protect her.
You're just trying to protect her. That sounds familiar.
It does? Have you said that to Gadget before?
Oh, no, not to Gadget. To my son.
Your son? You mean you said that to Chaplain Simon?
Well, he wasn't Chaplain Simon yet. He was a 10-year-old kid who thought he knew more than his dad.
What did he do?
We were doing yard work on our property, and we had a pretty big pile of leaves. I planned to burn them later in the fire pit, but Brent...
Brent? Oh, that's Chaplain Simon's first name.
Yes, that's right. Well, Brent was in a hurry and wanted to do it right now. He insisted he could burn the leaf pile by himself.
Did you let him?
Oh, no. I told him he had to wait for me and we'd do it together. It was safer that way. But Brent had other ideas.
What did he do?
Well, when I went into the house, Brent decided to light the leaf pile in the fire pit. He figured when I came back outside, he'd be able to say, "Look, Dad, I finished the job all by myself."
But that's not how it turned out?
Well, no. The leaf pile was all burned up. But so were his eyebrows.
What?
The flame shot up so fast he didn't have time to back away. His eyebrows were singed and he had a burn on his forehead, too.
Oh, no.
It was a pretty painful lesson. One he could have avoided if he'd listened to me. I was just trying to protect him. It makes me wonder how often God must think the same thing about us.
What do you mean?
A lot of people think God's rules keep us from having fun. But they're really there because he's protecting us.
I wonder if God gets as frustrated with me as I do with Ruby. I'm sure he'd like to put a leash on me sometimes.
I don't know about a leash, Janet. But the Bible does say that God will shield us from danger. The way you're trying to shield Ruby from danger.
Uh-oh.
Don't worry, Janet. Look, this is the perfect harness for Ruby. There's no way she'll be able to pull out of it.
Will it keep her safe?
It should. But why don't you walk around Little Lake instead of by the train tracks until you're sure?
Thank you, Mr. Simon.
And from the sound of it, you'd better buy it quick.
Poor Janet. She's just trying to protect Ruby, but Ruby doesn't seem to understand. You know, sometimes we don't understand either, do we? We might be tempted to think that God's laws are too strict and are keeping us from doing what we want to do. But the law of God shields us from danger. God wants to protect us. Like Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 33 says, "But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear or harm." And so, this week, whenever you hear a rule, ask yourself, was this created to protect me because someone loves me? You'll be surprised at how often the answer to that faith exercise is yes. I'm Miss Jean, and you've been listening to a mini adventure in Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear, clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. Visit us at discoverymountain.com to send us a message and listen to full episodes on demand. Discovery Mountain is a production of The Voice of Prophecy. Ruby Runs was written by Janice Nelson and features Elika Nelson, Janice's granddaughter, as Janet.